what's up, everybody? Welcome to Life Inner Show. I'm your host, Jason Rojo. I am joined by my co-host, Polish Peter. And on the Life Inner Show, in case you didn't know, we help people make more, work less, and live better lives. Bro, what's going on?
We have this legacy episode from Steve Cook himself on he's getting questions asked about being rich and making money and more money and all that kind of stuff.
Well, people ask like all the time, like, and I've heard this from Steve in the past, like, hey, Steve, how do I become a millionaire? How do I get rich? And he's constantly barraged with these questions. And so I think he does a great job of covering it in this episode. So if this is a question you've ever wondered about, then you're going to want to listen to this episode. Are you ready to go in?
Yeah, man. And he's talking about in my favorite subject matter. So I'm excited about this particular episode. So really listen to it from an open mindset.
Okay, right now, here's Steve Cook talking about how to get rich.
When I come to teach, I usually will bring something up that has been popping up quite often. So in other words, you know, people may come to me and start asking me questions or challenging me in certain areas. And as I give thought to those, usually while I'm working on it, multiple people are coming to me with the same thing. So I feel that sometimes it's a timely time for me to just come and share a new teaching or a principle with you. And that is where this principle or this teaching is coming from today. The question that many people have been coming to me with, and I'll tell you, this has been many years, that over the years, people come to me with it quite often, but all of a sudden, quite a bit lately, people have been asking me, you know, Steve, what is it that we need to do to become rich? And, you know, the first thing that I usually challenge people with is, well, what is rich? And I think that that is something that we have to be able to define in order to be able to figure out how to become rich. Now, having said that, I'm going to go out on a limb and sort of title this podcast with this is that every one of us can be rich. And being rich is something that I will tell you, if you're listening to this right now, you would be considered rich. And if you're listening to this right now and you do not think that you are rich, I want to encourage you to keep on listening because it's going to be extremely important for you to pick up on what it is I'm about to share with you here today. Again, just want to go back and say that if you are listening to this right now, I can pretty with some certainty say that you are rich. Now, rich compared to what? If you're going to sit here and compare yourself to the wealthiest people in the world, then no, maybe you're not rich. But if you compare yourself to the poorest people in the world, I will tell you that you are super wealthy. The poorest people in the world would not be able to even have access to a device where they could even listen to this podcast right now. The poorest people in the world probably did not have breakfast or lunch or dinner in the last 24 hours. And I imagine that if you're listening to this, that you have. In fact, I will go so far as to say that if you are listening to this, you are in the top 10% of the wealthiest people in the world. And so having said that, you need to understand that if you feel like you're not rich, that you are putting yourself in a position looking down upon, you know, the position that you're in. And one of the first things when it comes to being rich is understanding that being rich is a mindset. If you think that you're not rich, you will never experience richness, no matter where you are on that spectrum, no matter how much you have, you will never feel it until you begin to recognize that being rich is actually a mindset and not how much of it that you have. Now, that mindset is something that we can develop. It is something that many of us find ourselves in a place at some point or another in life where we think that we don't have much, where we think that we are not rich. And I will tell you that I was in a place like that for a long time in my life where I believed that I was not rich. I believed that there was so much more to life, that I could have so much more. And frankly, when I had that type of mindset, being rich or having something was sort of elusive. I was sort of my own worst enemy when it came to that. I got my own way just because I believed I didn't have much. Anything I had didn't never seem like much. And it really led to a mindset of lacking, if that means anything to you. If you feel as though you are lacking and you feel as though that things that you just don't have enough, nothing you have will ever feel like enough. The reality of the situation is by American standards, I grew up not in a wealthy household. I would have been at the upper end of poverty or the lower end of the middle class, but we never went without, and we never went without anything. And, you know, growing up, I sort of had the mindset that I was poor and that we were lacking. And it took, you know, becoming an adult for me to take a look back and to realize that I never lacked of anything. We may not have had as nice of cars as other people. We may not have had as nice of a home, but we always had our meals. We always had everything we ever needed. And, you know, when I look back, I could see that we were not poor. Going back and understanding that I have now traveled to different places throughout the world, have been on missions trips, I have seen what poverty can be. And in visiting other people and seeing what they have and how little they have, it's a very humbling experience. It makes me realize how much I do have. In fact, there can even be a sense of guilt that I have so much and these people have so little. And even when I feel as though I don't have much, when you go and you visit a third world country, you come to realize just how much you really have. Having said all of that, I have been visiting third world countries now for about the last 10 years, and I have been doing so mostly in the scheme of participating in a mission trip and going there to help people who are less fortunate. I will go so far as to say that, you know, I have been so often that the initial shock of how little some people have throughout the world has sort of worn off. My initial shock was that these people who I was serving, who I was traveling to their country, going there to help them, that they were just so poor and they had so little, and I just wanted to do so much for them, and that guilty sense that I had for having so much when the amount of money that I spent, the amount of money that I lived off of, could have taken care of 50 families for a year. It could drastically change the way that they lived. When I have been now going in multiple times, I have now started to view some of these families who I have gotten to know, who I have seen on a number of occasions, who I've visited their homes, that I no longer view them as poor. There's people who have far less than them. In fact, there was a family who we were building a home for just a couple of years ago. And this is a home that is about the quality of a very nice shed here in the United States. These homes are 16 feet by 20 feet, one room. They don't have running water or electricity inside of them when we build them. They're just a concrete floor. We do put a couple of windows and a door in them, which is sort of a luxury in third world countries. And these homes are very well constructed. Well, there was a family who was supposed to receive one of these homes, and then because of issues regarding paperwork, they were not able to get one of the homes. And the son was so excited when they were going to get this home, and then he was so dejected when they were not going to get it. He was just completely let down, disappointed. He was almost mad. And the parents then were trying to console their son. And one of the things that the parents had said to the son was, they said, "Son, we just need to trust God. We have so much, and there are people out there who have far less than we do, and someone who needs this house more than we do is going to get the home." Now, I want you to understand that this was coming from a family where a one-room house, a that is the equivalent of maybe a nice shed that we would have here in the United States, could sit here and say that someone else needed this more than they did, that they had so much, and perhaps the Lord wanted to bless somebody else with this home and not them. This was a family who realized just how rich they were. And their home, when we were visiting it, they had a dirt floor. The husband gathered wood throughout the day in order to sell wood. And when he would sell wood, that was the way that he made a living for his family. Whether it was twigs, whether it was fallen trees, whatever it was, he made a living for his family by gathering wood and selling it. He had a bunch of wood there by the home that, you know, he was chopping up so that he could sell bundles of it. I have no idea what kind of living he made with selling wood, but this was the way that they made their living. He didn't have land to harvest it off of. He had to just go pick this wood up, this scrap wood, from wherever he could get it. And that was the way that he made a living. So I want everyone to just understand that this was a couple who was able to convey to their son just how rich they really were. And by our standards, they had absolutely nothing. The living that they made was probably on about $2 to $3 a day, yet they were able to see the wealth that they possessed and how there were others who had so much less than them. And so it is definitely a mindset. Being rich is a mindset. Now, I know that there's some of you who are listening into this and you're thinking, yeah, but it sure would be nice to have millions or billions of dollars so that I could do whatever I wanted to do. And I will just tell you this, that that is something that is achievable for everyone. Everyone can have extreme wealth, but it starts with the mindset. If you do not have that mindset, you will never, ever be able to get there. If you think that $1,000 is a lot of money, well, then $1 million is a whole lot of money to you. And it's something that you will never be able to achieve as long as you think that $1,000 is a lot of money. If you think that $10,000 or $100,000 is a lot of money, $1 million is going to be out of reach for you. It's not to say that $100,000 is not a lot of money, but if you are of the mindset that it is a lot of money and it's something that's very difficult to get and it's hard to get your hands on and it's hard to make that kind of money, well, then you will have just made making $1 million 10 times harder in your mind. And you have to understand that your mindset is the number one thing that is going to control whether or not you achieve great wealth and riches. And so being rich is entirely a mindset. You will never be able to achieve more than what you think you can. And you have to begin to condition yourself in that area. So people who are wealthy, who that can be at all different levels. You could have $10,000 and believe that you're wealthy and be wealthy. You can have millions of dollars and still think that you're not wealthy. And it's all a mindset. And you will determine yourself whether or not you're going to be happy just based off of the mindset that you have. So having said all that, you can condition yourself. And you can begin to think the way that wealthy people do. You can begin to handle your money the way that wealthy people do. And I'm going to just share a couple of little things with you today that will help set you on that path. And it now becomes a decision that you get to make. You can begin to change your mindset and you can begin to start doing some of the things that wealthy people do. And if you exercise these principles over and over and over a period of time, you yourself will be rich. So it first starts out with just the mindset. If you think that there's a certain level of money that is a lot of money, you're going to basically be capping the amount of money you'll ever be able to make, because you're going to think that once you've achieved that, you have already made a lot of money. You need to understand that $10,000, $100,000, $1 million, whatever the level it is that you're pursuing, you need to understand that it's not a lot of money. There are people who make football players who make $1 million for every game that they play. There are baseball pitchers who get paid $1 million for every game that they play. When you start to look at it in that sense, you think it's a whole lot of money. But in the reality of the situation is they get paid that for playing one game. Obviously, there's stuff in between. There's practice and prep and years of training to get them to that point where they have been able to earn that much. But today, that is what they are worth to somebody. They are worth that much for one game that they play. And when you can sit here and begin to wrap your arms around that, wrap your mind around that, that you are the one who can create value. You are the one who can determine what it is you are worth by the value that you provide. And it's not a matter of being paid for one game. It's a matter of being paid for the value that you bring to that one game. When you are a person who owns a baseball team, you're not concerned about how much you're paying that pitcher for their time. You're concerned about the value that they bring to the team, and you want to win a game. It's important for you to win. So having the absolute best pitcher out there who can ensure help better your odds of walking out of there with a victory versus a loss so that you can have a winning season, you're willing to pay more for that. Can you get pitchers who will pay for less? Of course. You can get pitchers who will play for a few $100,000 a year versus $20 million a year. But if you put those pitchers in who get paid a few $100,000 a year, at the end of the year, you will have a losing season. So the owner of the team is willing to pay for value. Now, having said that, there are many people throughout the world who are willing to pay for value. And you need to understand that at some point, some level, you can bring value to people. If you are somebody who is focused on being paid by the hour and being paid for your time, you will never be paid much. You'll never make a lot of money. Having said that, that's okay. You don't have to make a lot of money to be rich. But if you want to make more money, you need to understand that you get paid for the value that you bring, not the amount of time that you spend. And when you can begin to grasp that and understand that there's value within each of us, and every one of us is the best in the world at something, as long as you can begin to identify the people who are interested in that and are willing to pay for it, you can generate a significant amount of value for or amount of money for the value that you bring.
Hey, we'll get right back to our episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about something that will change your life when you choose to attend. And what I'm referring to is our Get a Life Getaway. This is a 3-day immersive training that Peter and I teach, and we walk you through the blueprint of how to create the detailed plan for the life you've always dreamed about. Peter, tell them what the event's like.
Yeah, so it is very personalized to you. You get to work on your own life. You let go of all the past hurts, and you actually get to create your life vision, create the life that you truly want. So how would they go about doing that, Bojo?
Dude, go to lifeinair.com, and you will see a tab for upcoming events. Click on the link. You'll read a description of the event, and then we will see you at the event itself. We do these all over the country. We do several per year, also virtually as well. And we would love to be there and walk you through this process to help you create the dream life you've always wanted. Let's get back to the episode.
If you are somebody who just wants to be paid for your time, that is okay as well, because this next principle is going to be a key to whether or not you will be someone who is wealthy or rich and achieving levels of riches that you would like to achieve. No matter how much it is that you generate, no matter how much it is that you make, one principle that is extremely important is that you have to live on less than what you make. The majority of people in this world who feel like that they are never getting ahead, who feel like they are poor, the majority of people who feel like they just want to be rich and they dream about it all the time and they want to do things that are going to help bring riches into their lives, or they're desperate for it, or they'll do anything to get there. The reason that they feel that way is simply because they misuse what they already have. They spend more than what they make. The majority of people, particularly in the United States, who want to get rich are already in the top 10% of the wealthiest people in the world, but they feel poor. And week to week and day to day, they struggle. And they do this because they don't live on less than what they make. They have willfully chosen to spend more than what they make. And by making the conscious decision to live on less than what you make, you immediately create excess in your life. You now have more than what you need. And so if you go ahead and you make that decision, and you make the decision to live on less than what you make, you will now immediately have excess to be able to do other things with. And then so what do we do with that, with the other? What do we do with that? Well, first of all, I think that in order for us to ever feel rich, we have to be generous. We need to be willing to give a portion of what we make away to others who are less fortunate than what we are. And we can always find people who are less fortunate than we are. And I want to just encourage all of you that no matter how much it is that you have, always give away a portion of what you make. If you're giving to someone else, you immediately are changing your mindset, changing your frame of mind to where I have enough and I am able to help others. If you are holding on to everything you make and you're unwilling to share with others, you are already acting like a poor person. You are acting like someone who doesn't have enough, and that mindset is what will dictate what you have. So I want to encourage all of you, be willing to share, whether it's giving to your church, whether it's giving to a charity, whether it is just finding a family who has less than you and helping them. It will immediately position yourself. It'll immediately position your mindset for abundance and to have more. So I want to encourage you to live on less. Now, also by living on less, if you're giving away a portion of what you make, I want to encourage you to live on enough so that, or less, so that you can begin to invest some of what you make. You see, people who are wealthy and who have monies that they're just making in their sleep are doing so because they put money to work for them. If you are working for every dime that you ever make, there won't ever be enough hours in the day for you to have extreme wealth. Doesn't matter how much you get paid per hour. You can be a very high income earner, but you need to live on less and be able to put your money to work for you. And there's many different ways for you to put your money to work, whether it's just investing it in the stock market, buying real estate, investing it into different businesses. However it is that you choose to do so, the key is having money work for you. You can't always work. And there's going to be times in your life when you want to just take time off. And if you're being paid for the hours that you put in, the moment you start to take time off, you will stop earning. So I want to encourage all of you to start getting in the habit, disciplining yourself of putting your money to work for you. One of the simplest ways of doing so is to investing money into a mutual fund or in the stock market of sorts. Irregardless of what your feelings are about the stock market, I don't hold back when I say this. I don't like it myself. But in lieu of having other places to put my money, I would find some of the best money managers out there and just put a little bit of money away week after week, month after month, to work with a money manager and have my money working for me as best as it can, and doing that consistently. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up because I've already shared quite a bit with you here today. I want to encourage all of you and just summarize some things. It starts with the mindset. You need to be able to start changing the mindset that you have. Secondly, you need to begin to start living on less than what you have. And thirdly, you want to be able to start putting your money to work for you. If you can begin to just exercise these three things and do these three things over the course of a period of time, you will completely change your financial picture and the way that you look at things. And you too will be able to be rich. So for those of you who sit there and think that you'll never be rich, it starts with your mindset. If you can change that and do these little things, before long, you will feel rich. And that feeling of rich will lead to having riches and can lead to extreme wealth. But you have to start doing the things that wealthy people do. I will end on this. There are many people who just come into extreme wealth, whether it's through winning a lottery or getting an inheritance and things like that. If they have the wrong mindset and they don't understand what it means to be rich, they typically lose it. They don't have it for long. It is something that goes away. And I want to just encourage all of you. It starts with the mindset. It starts with understanding what riches are. And if you do not go ahead and change your mindset, it doesn't matter if you come across it easily, if it is just dropped in your lap, it won't last long. And so understand this, riches is a mindset. You can control it. There's nothing that you can do other than to start thinking of it differently. If you think of riches in a that it's hard to come by, it will be hard to come by for you. If you think that it's unfair, that we live in an unfair world, well, then you'll live that way and you'll pursue riches that way. Those who are rich have the same things that you have. They have the same things available to them that you have. The same opportunities are available to them as what are available to you. So I just want to encourage all of you to get rid of the negative thinking, think positively about it, and make it a part of your life.
Man, you know, I always enjoy listening to Steve. He's just like a, you know, he's, as you know, Steve is my coach and mentor for many, many years. He's made a tremendous difference in my life. And so it's cool to hear him talk about this. And quite frankly, in a couple of different surprising ways, I think that most people ignore, man, or they don't fully grasp.
Yeah. And, you know, like you said, I mean, sometimes he'll drop this little nugget and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Right. So think about it. Mindset, right? Being rich. And first you got to be rich up here before we can be rich out there.
Yeah.
I think it's so important because, I mean, even like, you know, we're talking about sharing that story about that, you know, family. Mm-hmm. I mean, my story, if you think about it, I came out of a 12 by 12 room kind of a thing, right?
Right, right.
Didn't have much. So if there is that mindset of lack, the mindset of scarcity, mindset not enough, never have enough, well, what do you think you're going to be focusing on, right? It's like when we talk about these squirrels or where we talk about, you know, where focus goes, energy flows, right? So if you really look at those kinds of perspective and you have the lack mentality, what are you going to be looking at? Lack.
Right, right. Well, and I think you said it really well. Like it's,
you know, I do. That's what I,
well, yeah. For the people that understood,
you can keep saying that. And you, listen, one thing I want you to add is like, Peter, you're right. Just keep saying that.
I don't know if I'll ever say that, those direct words, but here's what's true is like, if you look at the lack, if you don't think you're rich, if you think you'll always be poor, you're going to act in certain ways that will reinforce that. Conversely, because here's the thing, and nobody ever talks about this, is like, there's a tremendous amount of maturity and a mindset that goes around having more money. And even what's your perspective on money? Like, do you think $1,000 or $100 is a ton of money, or is $1 million a ton of money? Some people look at $1 million and be like, $1 million. It's not that much, right? I mean, do you think Bezos or, you know, looks at $1 million and he's like, I mean, what is his net worth? Like whatever, how many billions of dollars? Like it's, you know, it's all relative. But you gotta get right with the mindset first. And I love that he kind of talked about a couple of principles here and that are practical. Like, so he does mention the first step is mindset. We just talked about that. Also a very practical thing that nobody wants to hear is living on less than you make. Dude, that is not a popular message.
No. You know, you should live on ramen and noodles, right? I mean, that's not what he's saying, right?
Right.
But I mean, if you think about it, there is the previous generation, I think they knew something about, you know, because they, granted, they saved, which is in today's world, is not the most effective way of making more money. But, you know, living on less, and if you think about it in today's generation in the world, in the United States here, as the keeping up with the Joneses thing, is allowing us not to live less on that we make. Or it's a very close kind of a gap. There is not big of a gap there.
Right. Well, you know what? This really reminded me, and he kind of, these steps that he's talking about are really aligned with, you know, our four stages of financial prosperity.
Yeah.
So stage two is when you're breaking even, you know, financially. But the problem there is, and Steve kind of alludes to this as well, is like, unless you invest in assets, it's directly your work and your life that you're trading for money. And that's the worst trade you'll ever make, because, you know, you're trading away your life for money. And now it gets even worse when you spend more money than you even have, because now you're trading away your future life for that money. And so by an obligation, by debt or something like that. And so, you know, stage two is breaking even. Stage three is generating excess. Steve talks about you're building an excess, you know, and also he kind of mentions as well as like the generosity, I think, of that mindset of giving away things and giving away money. Not necessarily with an expectation that it'll come back. And we've all heard that, but mm-hmm. like just letting it, just realizing that we're kind of given these resources and these blessings to bless other people with as well.
Right. I would step one. There is no expectation.
Yeah.
Put it out there, you give it out there, and they're not expecting for it to come back at all. You don't have any expectation at all. And then one thing that just occurred for me, Vojo, is that, you know, like first thing he's talking about having the right mindset. If you really think about it, when we create these visions in life on air, we're creating the right mindset in that vision, if you really think about it, right?
Yeah,
we're true. Putting the positive, right? Mm-hmm. We're looking at the present tense of who we need to become, right? Those kinds of things in there. So if you think about it, it's starting to put that positive, the right mindset, not so much the positive, but the right mindset in place. And when you're learning that vision, when you're looking at it every day, when you're bringing it into your own, you know, consciousness, all of a sudden starts to permeate. Because then when you start looking at, okay, I need to go and invest $1,000 into this thing. Now you don't think about from that place of lack, right? You start looking from the place of, okay, this is investment. It's going to help me move forward. It's going to make me, you know, eventually make money, or it's going to bless this person or whatever it might be. Well, and you start acting differently.
Well, that's the other mindset I think that Steve kind of touched on as well, is, you know, he mentions you have to start investing at some point, because otherwise it's literally you trading your life away. And this aligns with stage four of our four stages of financial prosperity, where now you have income being produced by assets instead of you working for your money. Now your asset is producing that money for you, and you'll never get wealthy, I think, you may have a huge income, but very few people I see get wealthy because they either squander it all, or they're not responsible with it, or they don't put it into assets. You really need assets at some point to break that cycle, to get you out of the rat race and get you off that treadmill. And that's a mindset, right? You got to think about money a little bit differently, and like think of it as a tool. We talk about the Get a Life Getaway, like the money is an employee. Now it can work for you or against you, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a huge part of the mindset shift as well. It needs to occur if you're going to achieve financial freedom and if you're going to get rich.
Yep. And it starts up here, because there is this lag that happens out there in the world. So hopefully you guys have listened to this episode. I will actually go back and listen to it twice or three times, because this is the type of episode where you can miss a couple of nuggets, right? When you listen over, you can find something new, you know, and what does it look like to be rich? How do I get rich? And I think hopefully this episode will give you a different perspective of how do you actually get rich?
Love it. Love it. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe. And we'll be coming at you again next week with awesome stuff. So stay tuned.